Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you and welcome to Islam and Life with me, Tariq Ramadan, broadcasting from London. In today's show, we ask the question, what is the true meaning of Imam Hussein's message on the day of Ashura?
Battling against the armies of Yazid since the dawn on the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein picked up the bodies of his fallen soldiers, one by one. By noon, he was alone, extremely wounded, and surrounded by a huge number of enemies. He rested on a sand dune and said, "Is there anyone to assist me?" This is known as Istighasa, or the call of Imam Hussein. Islam in Life will discuss what was the true meaning of Imam Hussein's call on the day of Ashura.
The day of Ashura, it's a very important day, not only for the Shia tradition, but for all the Muslims, in fact. It is something that we have to come back and to try to get the lessons that we can draw out of this experience. We spoke about this day before in our previous program, about the meaning of Ashura and why it is important and how it is important for both Sunni and Shia in the Islamic tradition. Now there is this specific experience of Imam Hussein's dealing with all the people, all his followers being killed and facing his own fate and calling the people, calling for support. And this call, this message, it's important in which way we can understand it today, and in which way once again for us in our daily life we can understand this struggling for justice, calling for support and facing the enemy. These are important messages and important features of this message that we have to ponder over and try to understand. To answer these questions, I'm joined by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Hilli, a lecturer and a prominent public speaker. Jazakallah, thank you so much for being with us today. We spoke already about the Ashura, but let us come back to the essence. Why is it important and in which way it is important for the Muslims around the world before coming to this very specific Imam Hussein's experience?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The 10th of the holy month of Muharram in the year 61 after Hijra signifies a very crucial and an important event in the history of Islam. The grandson of the Holy Prophet, Imam Hussein ibn Ali, who was dearly loved and respected by the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and his holy progeny, stood there in the plains of Karbala in modern-day Iraq with 72 of his companion and his household, and he faced an army of approximately 30,000 that was sent by the Caliph Yazid ibn Muawiyah. And of course the battle took place over several hours, and they were all immediately killed and their bodies were mutilated and their family members were taken as captive. Now since then, this particular revolution and this movement has been the cause of mourning, grief, as well as an inspiration for millions of people, and it's marked every year during the first 10 days of the month of Muharram, where people stand to respect and pay their loyalties towards this individual, his devotion, his sacrifice, his total commitment to the cause of his religion, Islam, and the way he gave everything in order to ensure that the message of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his holy progeny, would remain and stand for generations until the day of judgment.
So let me come to something which is important before coming to the message itself and to Hussein. Imam Hussein as a figure and how he was important and to understand who he was. There is something which is that you said is that which kind of lesson we can draw from this experience, which was in fact standing up for justice. But it's also, there is a message here which is quite important, is that We have to come back as Muslims today to the very beginning of Islam to understand the Quran, to understand the prophetic traditions, to understand the reality of how to implement what is in the Quran in the daily life. And from the Quran and the Sunnah, these are the two sets of texts that we have. But there is also something which is part of this story, is that with people like, you know, the followers, the companions, al-Khulafa al-Rashidun from one dimension, or al-Imam Hussein, who was the grandson of the Prophet, والسلام, there is something which is quite important here, is never to idealize people, because they were followers of the Messenger, but we had struggles, and the good Muslims were not perfect. They were dealing with the failures of some of the followers and within the community. And very often we miss that point. We idealize this past, not only understanding that the greatness of such leaders were also to stand for their convictions and for justice and for dignity and remaining humble.
Of course, one of the beauties about the religion of Islam is that it's not a theory. It's not just presented by a few books or texts and ideas. It was actually manifested and put in place in terms of practical applications. And that's the beauty of the statement, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, that it was not just the fact that there is no God but Allah, that the Holy Messenger was the complete embodiment and the manifestation of Islam entirely, and he came and presented it, and people learned from his life and how to apply the teachings of Islam in the way God the Almighty wants us to live. And hence when we look at these individuals, they came to exactly do that. So they demonstrated to people the values and the principles of Islam and how God wants us to live in this existence, in this world. So the idea that we get is that sometimes we look at certain things from one angle, and these people wanted to reawaken the Muslim Ummah about these important values, which are, by the way, universal. They're human values. Values that were demonstrated in Karbala are sacrifice, are justice, are tolerance, are human rights, are putting others before oneself. That's altruism, ithar in Arabic.
Yes.
And humility. You know, equality, you know, looking at everyone in the same level. Imam Hussein, as far as his companions and his Ahlul Bayt, there were people from all kinds of different places. There was a black slave, there were women, there were children, and so he demonstrated this important. It was in fact a university of human principles and values that we need to apply and learn and mimic in our lives, I think.
Yes, so this is important, and knowing that all this is done in a universe of human beings that are not all perfect. They are but human beings, and they are trying to deal with,
absolutely,
with the reality. And this is also the greatness of this religion, is to deal with the weaknesses of human beings, which is, this is exactly the way we have to understand it, and never idealize the past, but try to extract.
And it's all about lessons.
Exactly. وَلَقَدْ
كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have in the Holy Prophet, he's a human being, but he demonstrated the most exemplary individual as far as practical aspects, and that's really what we seek to look at in history. When we examine these particular incidences, we need to take lessons and we apply it to our lives.
Exactly.
Now when we come to Karbala, Imam Hussein stood there on the plains of Karbala on the day of Ashura alone, and he cried out, is there anyone who will help us?
So that's good. This is exactly what I want to come.
Hal min nasirin yansuruna? Hal min anyone who will come to our aid, our help? Now, if you think about it, there was nobody there. His companions had gone, only his family members, and then there was the army, the enemy that was fighting him. Now, who was this call for? It wasn't for anybody to actually come and help him, because he had made several sermons on the day, reminding people, and he was wearing the turban of the Prophet, he had the sword of the Prophet, and he reminded people who he was, and he told them, I haven't taken anything from you, I haven't usurped anything. All I have come is for two important things, reform, islah, and amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Two very important principles that Islam emphasizes, and he was a living demonstration of it. So he came to tell them, look, is there anyone to help us? Now this message is important for us today. Why? Because Hussein stood against oppression and injustice and tyranny, and this is what we have to do today. Today we look at people around the world who are also calling the same announcement that Hussein ibn Ali did in Karbala. They said, is there anyone to help us? Muslims who have been oppressed. All over the world, in Afghanistan, in Palestine, in Iraq, in many places, they are calling and they are urging for this need. And of course, the mission...
Let me come to this, because there are two parts in this, and I think that this is something which is quite interesting, which is, first, he's the grandson of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he is now facing people and saying, look, I stand here for justice, I stand here for the Islamic principles, and I stand here for reforming the behavior of people in the name of the principles of Islam. So it's making a difference between the way the Muslims are behaving and what Islam is requesting from them. So this is something which is important. Having said that, now, he is alone and he is calling for help. I want to come to this point, which is very important. Because if we look at Muslims today, they can be exactly, as you said, the same situation. In Palestine, in other places, oppressed and under dictatorships, no way of being heard. And it's a sense of, you know, helpless, that they can't change. And he's facing this, and still he is calling. I want you, from a spiritual angle, an intellectual angle, to try to say something about that. What does it mean, in fact, spiritually speaking? You might think that you are alone physically, but it's not the reality spiritually. Yes. And on the other side is, he stood up till the end. At the end of the end of the day, the results could be perceived as the wrong, but the principle remains the right one.
He was numerically, they were disadvantaged. There were few against an army of several thousands. And some people might say he knew that he would be killed, and he, of course, knew. And the mission was not to win the battle militarily. It was to make a stance and to make an important statement. And that is, as you mentioned correctly, it's not only sufficient to call out or to feel inside that one is oppressed. For example, Mahatma Gandhi said, I learned from Hussein ibn Ali how to be oppressed yet be victorious. And of course, Charles Dickens, a famous historian, said that Hussein ibn Ali, he gave everything for Islam. It is clear from his analysis, he gave everything for his religion because he even brought his family with him. So not only did he say, were there anyone out there who will help us, but he gave his life in order to demonstrate this. So what is important, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in the Quran, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, do not be depressed or in agony or in a state of anxiety, knowing that you're believers. In other words, you rely on God, you call for justice against oppression, but you yourself have to show and demonstrate this practically on the streets, on using the words, at least in the hearts, which is the worst, lowest level of iman, lowest level of faith. And then when you hear and you see these examples, like the Holy Prophet, who is the best, most supreme example, and after him, the companions and the Ahlul Bayt, they come and they demonstrate this, you actually find inspiration. I remember Imam Khomeini, peace be upon him, when he, after the Islamic Revolution in Iran, he said, what we received as far as inspiration was from Hussein. So everything we have is from the sacrifice of Hussein. So the people in the streets, they saw this oppression that is going on, and they heard the cries of Hussein, and that gave them the instigation and the power to rise against the forces of
And there justice. Is also something that we can add to this, because I think that all what you are saying is right and important. What we can add to this is really something which is from what is known from within the spiritual Islamic tradition, al-tawakkul ala Allah, which is to rely on God. At the end of the day, you know, you can kill me. You're not going to kill the message. You're not going to kill the meaning. You can not going, and this is something which is everywhere. At the end of the day, when we are under colonization, the oppressors could think that by killing the oppressed, they will win, or they can colonize, as we have it now in Palestine, Palestine, or in other countries. That on the side of the oppressed, when you stand up with this in mind, what you said, al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar, standing and promoting what is right. At the end of the day, my death is nothing if the message is carried on beyond you. So beyond you, there is something which is related to God, the one God that... And I think it's important for us, because what we can see today is this lack of confidence. that we don't get that. It's us with our life, and we become sometimes something which is spiritually motivated but very individualistic in the way we deal with these kind of situations.
That's right.
And I think that from this message, there is something which is, I know that I'm going to die, but my message is alive. Beyond you, beyond me, it's justice which should prevail. And
of course,
God is Al-Adl.
You're absolutely right. And
justice.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this several times in the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِظُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةً أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ. I ask you and I advise you, the Holy Prophet of Islam is told by the Almighty to tell the mankind and the nations, that I ask you for one advice, or I'm telling you one advice, and that is to rise for God. And that principle is very important and crucial. Many times we have projects, we have endeavors, we have certain tasks in our mind that we wish to establish and think about. Even if it's not related to injustice and oppression, anything that we wish to make sure it's materialized, we forget the important aspect, and that is the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ensuring that we feel confident that if it is for God and if it is infused with sincerity, with this full conviction that it is solely for the purpose of seeking the pleasure of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it would become successful. There are thousands of people in history who have come and gone. They've come with ideas, philosophers, historians, principles. They have presented and they have gone. Their bodies have gone. But their ideas remain. But the most who remain vividly in the minds and the hearts of people are those who have attached themselves completely to divine principles. I was now in Hajj and I was amazed to see millions of people, as soon as the call Ashhadu Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah is made on the Adhan, from the areas where the Adhan is proclaimed, you see thousands of people walking. Nothing will stop them. This is an absolutely magnificent inspiration in their hearts. They hear these words and it drives them towards an area of prayer. Why? Because the Holy Prophet dedicated and gave everything he had for the religion, for the values of Islam. So he gave it for God. And likewise, Imam al-Hussein, he gave everything because one of the biggest problems at that time was the disease of hypocrisy. People proclaimed religion. They would say, we would pray. They would say, we would fast. Yet their values, their beliefs in their hearts and other practices did not speak of their religion.
To tell you the truth, this disease is something which is transhistorical. We find it everywhere.
And up to
now, this is something that we are experiencing. If we come to the other dimension of this experience, Imam Hussein's experience during that day, is that first reliance on Allah, on God, and saying, okay, anyway, I will stand up for my belief, for what I think is right. And I think that for all the Muslims, whatever is their tradition, they have to understand to get the message. Because in fact, it's related to the experience of the Prophet himself.
Indeed.
Now, if we come to something else, which is, he knew that he was going to die. And there is another word which is critical here, which is sacrificing. Sacrificing your life and say, okay, I'm going to give my life for the meaning of my life. I'm going to give my life for something which is the other life. This is the perception which is sacrifice. Which can, you know, in this call, asking, is there someone who can help me? Knowing that he's going to die, that all the people, because he was, as we had it in the clip, he was just looking around him and seeing all these people being killed. What is the meaning for us today, in which we can just once again draw some lessons from that?
Absolutely. The notion and the principle of sacrifice is crucial for the success of a human being. In the idea that in any particular area and sphere in life, if we're not willing to give and to dedicate and to somehow put ourselves through some kind of hardship, then we will not be able to achieve that level of success and the goal and the desire we are seeking. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam demonstrated this. He bought his family members, his sons were given, his sons were martyred before him in battle, and he himself was, his son Ali, the oldest, was the first to emerge from his family members. His young infant, 6-month-old child, when he asked the army for some water, was killed in his own arms. And he then looked at the heavens and said that what I am feeling now is being somehow cooled by the fact that Allah is witnessing this particular tragedy, and he's aware of the hardship that we are all going through. What he demonstrated was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in as far as your religion and Islam is concerned, wants something from you, wants to you to present something to show your value and your dedication and your devotion. Like today, sometimes we are living in the West, some people live in the West, and get bogged down with the system whereby you are very much in a dogmatic, very much routine lifestyle. We need to give our time. We need to give our wealth. We need to give from whatever talent we have in order to uphold and to propagate the beautiful message of Islam. This is very important. It's not that I leave it for the scholars, I leave it for the intellectuals and the thinkers. It is for them. What we are told as Muslims is that every individual has a responsibility and shoulders this crucial burden with them, and that is to disseminate this knowledge and this light to others. So this involves a bit of a sacrifice, a bit of giving from what you have, which may cause a slight discomfort, but it is something which is paramount.
Thank you so much for that. I think that with your last words is quite important if inductively we come back to the start of this program, with sacrifice is something which is important. At the end of the day, what we have in the Quran is piety, and birr is to give from what you love, and then time, it's money, it's wealth. It's also sometimes when you are facing oppressors, to be able to say, okay, in the name of my conviction, I'm ready to fight, I'm ready to resist. Because you are talking about reform, but reform is coming through resistance.
And the most important and valuable thing to a human being is himself.
It's himself.
If he gives himself, that's the highest value of sacrifice.
Which is exactly, once again, what we find in the Quran and what we have in the story of Imam Hussein, which is also the meaning of this call. It's very much about the sacrifice. And then, spiritually speaking, is to know that the end is coming, but at the same time knowing that this end is not the end, that there is life after life, that there is meaning beyond death, that at the end of the day the oppressors could win today, but on the long run they are going to fail if you are with God, if you rely on God. So we spoke about the reliance on God, we spoke about sacrificing everything you love and your own life, sometimes your own self, as it is said in the Quran. And then the very meaning, once again, for all of us is to stand up for justice, to stand up against oppression, and to get it clear that at the end of the day the results, the first results could be negative or perceived as such, but on the long run, with this reliance on God, the truth is going to come, and the truth is to come with the light of the One. Well, that's all we have time for. Please let us know your thoughts and views on any of the shows you have seen, and here is the way to contact us.
We'd like to hear your views on today's show, as well as ideas for future programs. You can do this by emailing us at islamandlife@presstv.co.uk. You can also join our Facebook page by searching Islam and Life on Press TV, where you can view past programs, keep up to date on future shows, leave comments, and meet other Islam and Life fans.
Finally, I would like to thank my guest, Sheikh Mohammed Al-Hilli. Thank you for being with us and sacrificing of your time and to give us such input in this discussion. Very important one. And I hope to see you next week, inshallah.